In Parsha Shmini, the Torah outlines the basic halachas of kashrus. We know that for an animal to be kosher, it needs two simonim. It has to be malageira, it has to chew its cud, it brings up its food and swallows it again. And it also has to be mafris pars, it has to have split hoofs. Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his Sefer on Chumash quotes that there are some who suggest that from this halacha that relates to the kashrus of a behema, we can see a fundamental yesod about shleimus in general, shleimus of a human being. That to be zocha to shleimus hanefesh, a person needs two things. There are two components. One is to have an inner shleimus. That's symbolized by the simen tara, the simen kashrus of malageira. The behema brings up its food and it swallows its food again. That's done inside the behema. No one sees that. That's a private matter. So to a person has to have a shleimus apnimus, he has to have an inner shleimus. But in addition to that inner shleimus, he also has to have an outer sense of shleimus. That's symbolized by the mafris parsa. The chazir sticks out its hoofs and shows that it has split hoofs. That's a dover shebe farhesi, it's not a dover shebe tzina. You need that too, you need a shleimus chitzonis, you need an external sense of shleimus as well, not just a shleimus internally, but a shleimus externally as well. There are some people that are shomer mitzvahs on the outside. They go through the motions of mitzvahs, but they're missing in the kavanas halev of the mitzvah. They're missing in the inner emotion of a mitzvah. Or sometimes they're missing in the basic hashkafas of the Torah, the basic ideas, the basic beliefs of the Torah, whether it's emunah b'Hashem, avas Hashem, yira shamayim. They could be missing in basic hashkafas, basic emotional machshavas that a person, every Jew, is supposed to have. And sometimes people could have negative machshavas. They could be driven by kinna and taiva and kavod. People can be shomer mitzvahs on the outside, but they could be missing a lot in the lev, missing a lot in the machshava of Torah, in the lev of Torah. The Torah is telling us that the chazir is a non-kosher animal. Because even though outwardly it has a simen kashrus, it's mafris parsa, but it's not malageira. It's missing something internally. It doesn't have an inner shleimus. And lacking an inner shleimus prevents a person from achieving a full sense of shleimus. The message is that maisa mitzvah are certainly important, but they're only half the story. We need a kavanas halev as well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuvav says, Rachmona liba boy. The Torah wants us to have a lev. Mesillas Yesharim develops this at great length, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want just robotic performance of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs require a shleimus halev. Shmiras HaMitzvahs needs that you have a kavana, proper kavana for the mitzvah, and proper machshava, proper emuna, proper hashkofas, that one shouldn't be governed by negative machshavas, like kinna and taiva and kavod. You need all of this to have a shleimus ha'adam. You need both the maisa and the machshava as well. Maisa is not enough. But at the same time, machshava is not enough either. There are some people who are kula believe, they only believe that what's important is to be a Jew at heart. They say that they're close to God, they have spiritual feelings, but they're not shomer Torah mitzvahs. This is also a problem. Machshav is very important, but that's not the end, that's not the only thing. We need ma'isa mitzvah too. It's a chisaron and shleimus ha'adam to only have the machshav and not to have the ma'isa. To have a full sense of shleimus, a person needs both. You need shmiras hamitzvahs, you need the maisa mitzvah, and you need the proper kavana, you need the proper machshav as well. You need the inner shleimus, and you need the external shleimus. Just like for kashrus of a behema, we need a simantara bifnim and a simantara bachutz, so too in shleimus ha'adam, we need the maisa hamitzvah, which are bachutz, which are befahesya, but we need the proper kavana salev and the proper machshav bifnim as well. What's the ikka though? Is the ikka machshava or is the ikka the maisa? Rav Pinkus wants to suggest that the ikka is the maisa. You got to start with the maisa. That's the ikka. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar quotes some chazal. Lama nikra shmo chazir. Why is the chazir given that name? She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzira lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return him to us. What does that mean? So, Rabbi Navachi himself says that the Hamon Am suggests that it means that the Chaz is going to become kosher, la'asid lavam. But he rejects that. He suggests a different approach. Rav Pinkus wants to suggest the following. Not like Rabbi Navachi. But he says maybe what Chazal have in mind is that a person who does mitzvahs, who has the Maisa mitzvah, even if his kavana is not there yet, his kavana is not rotzi, he doesn't have the proper kavana. Maybe he's doing mitzvahs because he wants kovod, or maybe he just doesn't have the proper intention when he's doing the mitzvah. He's not davening with the proper kavana. He's not doing it for kovod, but he can't stay focused on his tefillah. Or maybe he doesn't have the proper emunah. Maybe he's driven by different machshavas, by taivas and kinna, etc. But still, the maisa mitzvah is critical. He has to do the maisa mitzvah. You should start with the maisa mitzvah, despite the fact that you don't have the proper machshava, that shouldn't dissuade you from doing more and more mitzvahs. Because Chazal say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kufay, La'olam yasok adam b'torah v'mitzvah shalolishma, shemitoch shalolishma bolishma. We have to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs more and more, whether we have the kavana lishma, whether we have the proper machshavas, or we don't have the proper machshavas. Because mitoch shalolishma bolishma. When we do more and more mitzvahs, it gets us more involved, and it gets us to develop a tshuka for mitzvahs. It gets us to have the machshavas alev as well. If you just have the machshavas alev, but you don't do mitzvahs, it's not going to come to anything. The ikar is the maisa, to start with the maisa. Of course, the machshava is so important. The maisa is incomplete without the machshava. But we have to start with the maisa and try to do as many maisa mitzvahs as we can, all different types of maisa mitzvah. Because hopefully through the maisa mitzvah, even if it's shalol lishma in the beginning, it'll bring us to lishma, it'll bring us to a proper machshava. We know the Sefer HaChinuch has a famous statement that achar ha-pa'ulos nimshachim halevavos, that after the actions, the hearts are drawn. He says this about many different mitzvahs. You know, one of the mitzvahs that he says this by is the mitzvah of Shviras Etzem B'Pesach. We're talking today about the Isser Shviras Etzem. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the idea? Why can't we break the bone of the Korban Pesach? He says, because Klal Yisrael are all B'nai Melochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to instill this idea within us. A prince doesn't break bones. You eat meat, you don't break bones. He wants us all to feel that we're princes. So when we eat Kodshim, when we eat the Pesach, we don't break a bone. By not breaking the bones, by doing certain things and not doing other things, that develops within us a certain feeling. It draws our heart in certain ways. And that's the goal of the mitzvahs. The goal of the mitzvahs is that the levavos should be drawn to the pu'ulos. That the more pu'ulos of mitzvahs that we do, the more we'll be affected by our hearts. Will be affected in our hearts, will be transformed, and we'll have the machshava haru'uya as well. Of course the machshava is so critical, but it starts with the mice. It starts with mice, and we have to try to do as many mitzvahs as we can, to be involved in Talmud Torah as much as we can. And hopefully through all the mitzvahs that we do, that'll be mashpia on our hearts as well. It'll bring us to a proper machshava, and then we'll have both elements, we'll have both the mice and the machshava, and we'll be able to achieve a true sense of shleimus. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.